pleased to be with you all, my dear friends.
Pleased to have you back again, Sonia. Thank you.
It would seem that some upliftment is needed amongst you this time. Firstly, I will welcome our visitor this time, and we feel just a little nervousness from her. What I would like you all to do this evening, my dear friends, is to take just a few minutes and attempt to give yourselves some healing. If you have no physical problem, then allow the healing rays to help you overall. Are you happy to do this all together? Firstly, imagine from the top of your heads that there is a gateway, and I would like you, my dear friends, to open up this gateway and to feel the healing power of spirit entering it. So I want you to feel where it goes within your physical bodies. Direct it to the area that is troubling you. And feel the rest of the energy throughout your body. But focus. See it clearly. The part of your being which is in need of spiritual healing. I will sit quietly and allow you a few minutes to try to help yourselves. Feel the warmth and the upliftment. Know that those healing rays come to you directly from spirit. I hope, my dear friends, that you have felt the healing that has come to you. It is something that you can all practice within the confines of your own homes.
Yes, thank you. That's some good advice.
You can discuss it amongst yourselves when I have gone, to see what each one of you could feel. We send healing to your world and to many others. This could also become a daily task for you all, to heal your planet. Now, my dear friends, are there any questions that you wish to ask me this time?
Yeah. Here's a question that George suggested I put to you. It's one that was sent by someone called Tom, who has given a question before. In a way, the answer perhaps is a little bit obvious, but I'll ask the question as it was given here. This man called Tom mentioned before that he believes that the world is in fact flat. He was asked to go within, and he has tried to go within, but he still gets the response that it is flat. Is it possible that even when you go within, that when you go within, you can still get the wrong answer?
Of course. When you say go within,
yeah.
When I speak of going within, it is to that place which is all spirits, where human consciousness is placed to one side. What I would suggest you reply to the gentleman is that he is not totally in the state of medication, not meditation. I hasten to say, not medication. That he is not fully receiving what he needs to. There can be no proof for him at this time. And whatever he receives, he will take as being gospel. I believe that is your term.
Yes, yeah.
But I can assure him that what he is receiving is not quite correct.
It is a little bit odd that there is a website still with a lot of people still cling to these ideas, but
and once you have formed the thought, you understand that it becomes their reality. So the more the thought is put out, the stronger it becomes that it is real.
So you begin to sort of build up a a story around.
Yes.
And you look for evidence to support that theory.
That is correct. In the same way, when you hear of mentally ill people who swear that the voices are telling them to do something, when in fact it is an illness and not a spirit. There are many examples that could be given. But all I can say to this gentleman is to just continue to meditate, to go more deeply, and perhaps he will find the truth.
Thank you.
You say that
so many people can so easily be misled by the words of another, or even by their own thinking.
Yes. Yeah. It's quite common, even in so-called science. For scientists, I think they call it, they've got words like experimenter expectancy effect.
Yes. Yes. They whatever you expect, that is what you will receive. That is why you have to be open-minded. When you come to this kind of work, you begin to regulate yourselves in a way that is pure, in a way that can only receive truth. But that is something every individual needs to work upon. And I'm sure that in this group where you have united for such a time, that you would know and feel immediately when something is not quite true. But it is an individual thing. I hope that will help him, but I fear not.
Yeah, it's so often it's personal proof. You can never give sort of.
And why should people expect to be given personal proof? They are only but one small person in this universe. Why do they feel that they should have special treatment?
Yes, that's the point.
Truth is there for all to take, but mankind has a way of twisting words, of twisting truth. And it is up to each individual, as I have said, to clarify what is the difference.
So there are some people that could be given messages, or are they not?
Of course, if they are in the right state of being. Of course there are.
Yes.
That is what you do here. When you have someone to speak or someone is used, that comes from spirit.
Yes, oh yes, I understand that.
And if you are an established group, we immediately come to you as soon as you sit down.
Yes. But like this Tom, he's getting these messages, but some other people who are out there that get messages, maybe they are right, are they, or are they all?
Of course, I would not say they are all wrong, but in this particular case, the information being given is wrong.
Yes.
But people are being drawn to it, perhaps from interest, perhaps just curiosity, but they are not in the correct frame to say that this is true or this is not. Perhaps they do not have the spiritual knowledge to help them.
A friend of mine who lost her husband just a little while ago, she's twice said she's woken up and heard him speaking to her.
Yes.
So that's probably is right.
Yes, when someone goes over to our side, it is their way of reassuring loved ones that all is well.
Yes.
Yes, that is quite common in your world.
Yes.
Because the love bond, as you know, does not disappear.
No.
And it is only natural that they wish to tell those loved ones that they are well and happy and so glad to see them.
Mm-hmm.
It is for comfort, of course.
Mm.
And as you know, there are many the psychics and clairvoyants and mediums in your world, enough to supply your world with truth.
Yes.
But they are not always accepted by the majority of people.
Yeah.
Well, I think some people at the beginning who were sceptic are beginning not to be quite so sceptical.
Yes.
And there's a program on the television about detectives who can't get an answer, and they've been going to psychics who found the answer for them.
Yes.
So they've been converted.
There is always different ways to be convinced. Sometimes it is a personal little something that convinces someone who has been against the truth. But you can never convince anyone. Your task whilst in this physical body is to find the truth for yourselves. Do not rely on another's words if you can help it.
Thank you. Yeah, probably how all of us have found the truth, not by necessarily meeting someone who's explained it to us, we've just gradually had it unfolded.
You feel it from the heart, you know instantly if it sits well with you or not. And I have always said to you, my dear friends, if you are not happy with any words that I say, then you are not ready for them. So do not accept them. But the time will come when all truth will be available to all in this earth world. You understand?
But we've got a little time to go yet before that happens.
Quite some time.
Yes.
But I do not wish you ever to be despondent, because great things can happen. People can suddenly become aware that their thinking is not perhaps the right thinking, and change. That is what we work for in my world, that all of mankind be gentle and kind to his fellow man.
Yes. I think people say to me sometimes that there's a lot more people out there than we realise who are certainly, you know, believing a lot more in spiritual ideas. But they don't, we're not quite open about it, so we don't know the numbers.
Yes, I would say to you that at this moment of time in your world, many, many people are believers that there is more to life than what they feel. Yes.
Would you say the majority?
I would not say quite the majority yet, but it is heading that way. And of course there are many people who refuse to acknowledge what they know, whether it be from fear or afraid of ridicule. There are many reasons for this, but the knowledge is widespread throughout your world, not only in this country that you inhabit, but throughout the whole of the earth, in all nations, in all religions, there is a knowing that will only grow stronger.
My father used to say that you had one God, as we would call it, at the top of a cone, and it didn't matter which part of the cone you were at the bottom, you were all looking up to the same one. And I think that was quite a good
that's a good analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There are many pathways, as you all understand here. I am not telling you anything new or unusual, but yes, people choose their own pathways, whether it be good or bad. But ultimately, it all leads to the same place.
Yes.
So that is why human beings must be tolerant of another's view, of another's religion, of another's way of thinking.
Mm.
You have to be tolerant because you are brothers.
Mm.
You are human beings who are trying to do the best that they can.
I had thought recently that everybody plays their part, even the ones that we feel are being cruel or aggressive or whatever. They seem to have a part to play in the overall scheme, and it certainly stimulates a lot of things when people behave as we might term badly. It creates an opportunity for others to discuss it.
It creates a union of people who want to do better.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it is only when, as you would say here, look backwards, that you see what benefits there have been from such disasters in your world.
Mm, that's right.
And there are always disasters in this world, whether it be caused by man or nature, it matters not. But to strive to do the best that you can ask no more of yourselves. To speak to that great creator, to help others in need, that is the brightest of gifts. And it is something that you all can do.
A very uplifting thought.
I wish always, my dear friends, to encourage you to think for yourselves, to look for the truth at all times, to see the good in mankind rather than the evil, as you call it, to always seek the balance of good and evil, and then you understand the workings of your world. But I know for a lot of people it is very difficult to see only good.
Yes, especially at the moment these people have been indoctrinated and are coming and just killing random people.
Yes.
That's very hard for a lot of people to feel love for the murderers, really.
But who needs the love the most?
Yes, exactly.
That's what you must ask yourself.
Yes, that's right.
And although it can never be condoned, the killing of another human being, you have to feel love for all of mankind.
I suppose you could take Jesus' words, forgive them for they know not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a pure statement. Unfortunately, a lot of mankind today, they do know what they are doing.
Yes.
But nevertheless, they still need your love and your prayers.
Mm.
So, is there any more questions before I leave you this time?
Were you going to ask something, Lillian, the other day? You said you were going to ask Sanimat the other day something. Can you remember what it was?
I
must say to you all, my dear friends, I always want to smile, because so often in your daily lives I hear we must ask Sanimat, and when the opportunity is here,
it is
silence.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But when I was talking to George before we came tonight, and I've got to say, he said if you come, give him my love and to everyone here. Well,
we will send all of our thoughts to the dear gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, it's better to write down these questions.
Mm.
It was to do with a friend you were speaking to. But never mind. I can't remember now. What you said?
Yeah, it'll come, so I can tell you.
Next time,
yeah,
we'll have to write them down still. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, we definitely will.
Yes.
Mm. We all seem so relevant and so important
at the time.
At the time.
Mm.
Yes.
But I
do try to communicate with you when the thought is voiced, but unfortunately you have not reached the stage where you feel the replies.
Mm. It's actually now we're aware that's what you're doing. We probably don't give ourselves a chance to get your answer. So next time we have a question, we'll be
your daily lives control a lot of what you feel and think.
Yes, it does.
Mm.
Yes.
But there was just one thing that I was talking to someone about, and that about obesity, which is a big problem. And I sort of answered that. I think a lot of the time, what you eat and the amount you burn off from what you eat. So you have to get the balance right between the exercise and what you eat. I know others have other ideas as well, and probably there are other factors. It's not just what you eat, but it's a growing problem in the West.
Yeah. I can say to that is each and every person in this room or out of this room, wherever, has the innate knowledge of what is right and wrong for their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore I say to you, the responsibility lies with every individual.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much you preach, no matter how much advice, never will some individuals accept that they are doing something that is not good for them.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot say that everyone should do this or that or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say to them that they have to accept responsibility, not only for their bodies, but for their thinking.
Mm.
When these type of epidemics happen on a grand scale, which obviously that's what an epidemic is, when you were talking the last time you came, regarding time that you may not be in, may not be connected with spirit. I'm wondering if at some, but it doesn't. I don't understand the epidemic proportions, only the fact that we have too much greed, and there's far too much food produced, which is a different matter altogether. But is that the fact that they aren't listening, or we aren't listening to our bodies, is a disconnection between ourselves and spirit, yes, on a nutritional level?
Yes, it is a disconnection from spirits, because if you were attuned properly and you realized that obesity was a problem, you could quite easily correct it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that a lot of people do not want to.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is their choice, then that is what you must accept.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes in today's lives, you know, they can be very stressful situations,
yes,
can be very stressful. And when you're stressed, you're actually not behaving in the way you would normally behave if you weren't stressed.
Yes.
So I think sometimes that can...
Today in your world, the word stress is recognized throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
Today I would say people do not allow themselves time to think.
Mm.
They do not allow themselves time to make, as the lady has said, connection to spirit properly.
Mm.
No, they allow those external influences of noise, tradition,
yes,
everything else to overshadow.
Yes,
the important
thing. What is the problem?
Yes,
yes.
Mm.
That,
yeah,
is correct.
Mm. So I wonder if eventually we'll be teaching our young primary school children meditation as just a matter of that's how, you know, as a natural course of their development. It would be nice to think so.
Mm.
Yes, it is something for the future.
Mm.
You are looking for the perfect human beings,
mm,
and unfortunately you have not reached that stuff.
Mm.
But the
start,
striving is what is important.
Mm. I think there is one school that they do start the day with meditation.
Mm.
Mm. Yes.
In the beginning.
Mm.
All people should meditate.
Mm.
You would find an improvement in health, in the way you conduct your lives, the way you think. Many benefits.
I think meditation makes you feel valued. You're valuing yourself.
Yes.
Mm.
And that must,
in
make a huge difference.
In meditation you are becoming united
mm.
with that great power which you are.
Mm.
And you are just one part of that.
Yes.
When you return and reconnect, then you become whole.
Mm. Yeah.
You
it's
understand.
Almost like a rechargeable battery where we need to... That's our recharging.
You need to push the plug a
yes.
little further.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm.
That is
yes.
a good way to put it.
I was watching one program also on the television. They said it depends on your gut bacteria as to what makes you fat and what doesn't. So for one person, if they ate a cream cake, they wouldn't put on weight, whereas another person would.
Yes.
So is that also...
That is all... There is also part physical conditions.
Mm.
If you have been born to parents, it may be that you need to experience that for a short time.
Mm.
But if it becomes unhealthy, then that is when you must look more deeply.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
There is always a reason why people do as they do.
Mm.
It's just come to me as a light bulb moment, but that connection is what's missing on that epidemic of obesity. Yes.
Yes.
Because it has a perpetual motion. One person becomes obese, they talk about it. Another one, another one, another
yes.
one. It almost
it's becoming reality.
Whereas they are in fact. just missing that connection. They're bombarded with medical advice and dietary advice, everything else, and yet if they were just to be able to connect, and that goes for all of us, including myself, the answer is there.
You have an innate knowledge which most of you do not tap into. Even people such as yourself, who have knowledge of spirit, who put trust into spirit, but so many people do not understand this.
No, it is the answer to everything, absolutely everything.
It is, and that is partly why I came to try to help people in your world today. With just a little more knowledge, people can be so different.
Because we all have our free will, don't we? So that's another big player, isn't it?
All parts of the human being is their free will. And remember, that does not disappear once you come to spirit. You still have your free will.
I feel there's free will, and then on the flip side of that was the trust part, and I've learned and learning to trust spirit yes, I have my free will, but the two working together, it's so difficult to explain. I feel it more than I put it into words. It is putting your trust into that big...
You see, what you are speaking about really is that there is a fear that holds you back.
But myself?
Yes.
And is that part of the reason why her leg isn't healing?
There is a fear, and the focus is upon the area that is not healing. Please do the meditation and the healing, and to actually see those bones healthy.
But you've just spoken about something that I wasn't trying to explain at all. So you're telling me something that I wasn't even asking. I didn't feel I was asking.
Yes, but you need to know.
I thought I'd started to get better with the fear of moving forward.
You have, my dear friend, but not quite enough. You have to be positive in your thinking. You have to know that is what you want. Not as so many human beings do and use the word but.
Yeah, that's a difficult
one. Yes. Do you understand what I am saying to you?
Not from where my statement was coming from, no.
What do you not understand?
My statement that I made was, we have free will.
Yes.
But spirit, I was trying to say, also, putting your trust in spirit.
Yes.
Guides that free will in the direction that it should be going. Am I correct or not correct? If you go about your daily life and you're listening, what I should be doing, what I shouldn't be doing, you listen to yourself. So you're putting your trust not only in your physical but in spirit to be able to tell you which way you
should
be going.
But you must ask spirit for help. You should not just
expect. You should just not expect.
Yes.
That's probably what...
You must ask. We are here always to help those who ask. But if you do not ask, we cannot interfere in your lives. So when you speak of your free will, you should have beside that free will the innate knowledge that spirit is there to help you.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yeah, but isn't that really what I was saying?
No, you were saying that you thought that spirit would just automatically help you.
I see.
That does not
happen.
No.
Right.
And in a sense that is caused by a little fear, again, of using the word, well, spirit are there, but.
I understand that.
Yes.
Yes.
I am sorry if my words have not been clear.
No, but it now makes perfect sense.
Yes. So.
Yeah. It's not having the fear to have to rely on. It's by saying, I will, and I'm going to, and.
Yes, yes, you must have the positive.
Yeah.
Because once you allow any kind of negativity,
then you
change the whole course.
Dynamics of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I'm with you.
And also, in your, when you're talking about she has this innate, you have an innate knowledge, and so surely when you have a problem, you can't always just rely on spirit. You should be going within and getting the knowledge that you know yourself that's in
you. Yes. All of you have innate knowledge about all things, and you should use that.
Mm.
But of course, we are here to help in any way that we can.
Mm.
And I suppose in your world you could say that spirit was your backup.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that's good. Yes.
But of course you should use your innate knowledge.
Mm.
That is why it is there.
Mm.
On all things, not just health or what
inner
is
knowing.
Happening, yes.
Mm.
You all come to earth with this inner knowledge. But you have to tap into it.
I know exactly what you mean now, because since you've said that, I'm sat here thinking, oh dear, I haven't necessarily got spirit all the time telling me what to do. I've got to make my own mind up. I've got to make my own way. And there comes the fear.
Yes.
Yes, it does with all of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see, as much as you know and understand, fear and negativity are so powerful in your lives. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's just the pennies just drop.
I am pleased that you have understanding now of my words.
Mm. Yeah, it just takes me a little while to. Mm. Internally, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. But then again, that innate knowledge that you're able to decipher and connect, and then the answer comes to you.
Yes.
So your discussions tonight, the experiences I've just had.
Mm. Because the more fear you have, then that fear becomes reality. So you've got double whammy that
And that's the importance of meditating regularly.
Mm.
Yes. It is no good to meditate once in, I don't know, what is your expression?
Blue moon.
Mm. Blue moon, yes.
Mm.
Mm.
Now, my dear friends, I hope my words this time have been helpful to all of you in some way.
Thank you.
And it gives you just a little more food for thought.
We don't need any more food, Sandra.
Yes, I take your words. Yes. Now, as I leave you, as always, I cloak you in my love. I ask the great creative force for all of you for good health and happiness throughout your daily lives. And until we come together again, I will say goodbye.
Yes. Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Yeah.